coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This message is titled Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Glory to God. There are several scriptures that we're going to be looking at from tonight. And the first one is in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 3. But let's take it from verse 1, because you all love verse 1. It says, now faith, oh, thank God for faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Look at it again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We'll come back to this, but let's move on. Next, verse 2. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. By faith, it's saying because of faith, through actions of faith, the elders, what elders? The elders in our spiritual family. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Next verse. How many of you like to have a good report from God? Yeah. That can only happen through faith. Now look at this verse. It's powerful. Never forget it. Through faith, we understand that the word, were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You know, sometimes I tell those in the field of modern physics, the Bible already told us everything you're trying to think. It's already in the book. This is what modern physics is based on. They didn't know it was in the book already. Did you see it? Okay, now if you don't understand modern physics, don't bother about it. I mean, some of you never cared about physics, so don't worry about it. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. My goodness. The words were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Do you get it? It says, things which are seen by the optical eyes, we're not made of things which do appear. right away, he's talking about subatomic particles. Things that cannot be seen with the natural eyes. That's what he's talking about. That what we see didn't come from visible things. But he called them things. They were not made of things which do appear. So they're things, but they don't appear. So there are invisible things by which God created the visible things of this world. This is really powerful. One of the most interesting parts of modern physics. By the way, I am neither a physicist, a chemist, an alchemist, nor any of that. I am Pastor Chris. Yeah. So don't listen to me like you're listening to a science professor, because I'm not. One of the major fundamentals on which modern physics is based is what they call the wave-particle duality. Let me explain a little bit. It is the confusion as to whether subatomic particles, if they should be called particles, electrons, photons, whether they are waves or particles, because of a mysterious result in their experiments. They demonstrated with the electron and found out it had waves characteristics when you were not looking. Follow this. If you weren't looking at it, it produced characteristics of waves. Meaning that if you were not looking at the electron, if the observer, the one who carried out the experiment, or the detector that was used, if it wasn't looking at the electron, it produced waves, characteristics of waves. So they said that means the electron is a wave. But then, the moment you turned to look at it, it seemed to know you were looking. And before you could see it, it was a particle. How could it produce such patterns and characteristics of waves? And then, when you tried to measure it, turn to it to measure it, it turned into a particle. How could it be that intelligent? Now, the scripture is telling us something. How is it that you look at these things from which physical materials came to be? How could their very basic fundamental elements not be matter at once? That means they materialize and dematerialize. depending on who's looking. Now, that's something very interesting. So, if it's a wave, it's got energy. Can you see it? If it's a wave, it's got energy. And energy, and it's not matter. So it's not a particle. If it's a particle, then they say, that means it's not a wave. It's one of both. But it turns out to be both. So, it's the most mind-blowing experiment that they've carried out for so many years now, and they have no explanation for it, but all the explanation is in the Bible. All the explanation is in the book. It's so simple. Think about it. When you're not looking, it's energy. When you turn to see it, it's matter. Faith, go back to verse 1. I want you to see it. Now, faith is the substance of things in hope. Why you are not looking with your eyes? Are you still there? And it's inside the eyes of your spirit. It's substance. It's inside. In what form? Word form is in the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes. Faith comes to your heart. And faith builds the picture of faith. And faith is the substance of my hope. It is a substance. It's got energy. It's based on the Word of God. Are you hearing this? Because the Word of God is sound. He spoke and creation came to be.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.